ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Hello to all of you on this day. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you for tuning in to this broadcast, and I want to thank you for your support. For truly, my brothers and sisters, we cannot make it without each other. And we should always try our best to support one another. And when we support one another, we show that godliness, that Christ-like in us when we give each other support. I want to also say to you that you should make sure that you are abiding by the CDC rules and guidelines. My brothers and sisters, it is very important that you you social distance, you wear your mask, you sanitize, and you stay your distance, because it is very important in these trying days. This COVID-19 pandemic, it's out there, and it's running very rampant in our cities and in our neighborhoods, and we should always protect ourselves. We want to just pray. We also want to pray for those who are less fortunate. We want to pray for those who have been dealing with this COVID-19 and have it has impacted their bodies and their lives. And we pray that God will deliver them from whatever he needs to deliver them from. For truly, God is a good God. And we should always know that he's a God that supplies our every need. I just want to speak with you today, just briefly, on the subject letting me out. We should always know, my brothers and sisters, we should always ask God to let us out. And if we look at the scripture there, in Exodus 3, third chapter, 7th through 9th verse, it says, "The Lord says, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard their crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey." My brothers and sisters, I want to just talk just for a few moments on the subject of let me out. Let me out. And in this passage of scripture, there are three main points that are important in this message. Number one, the promise. God promised never to leave us and never to leave us alone. Secondly, the problem. We as a people refuse to serve God, and that's a problem. And thirdly, the provision. You got to know that he made a provision for all of us because God provides. Now look, the children of Israel was in a situation that had a very serious problem. A problem that only God could handle. And sometimes we must come to the realization of knowing that some problems we just can't handle by ourselves. Some problems could have been avoided. Some problems we just asked for because of our disobedience. Here, the children of Israel was in slavery, and they were treated badly by the Egyptians, and their cry to God was heard, and God understood their situation. The children of Israel wanted to be delivered from their slave masters, and God listened to their cry. How many of you know that God listens to your cry, their request, and he delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians? My brothers and sisters, I'm here as a leader to help, not to hurt, to love, not to hate. In our struggles together, we will come out together. I'm here to seek to God can save those who are struggling, save those who are down and bring them up, save those who are lost, to help them find their way to joy, peace, and happiness, find their way to life that will one day make them heirs to the kingdom of God, to the city of God. My brothers and sisters, I'm talking about a city where the streets are paved with gold. The gates are pearly. But look here, the people of God of God, and because of our disobedience that we've had, God allows things to happen. You got to know, my brothers and sisters, that God has given provision. The problem was that we were disobedient. But there's a provision. The provision is that God has given instructions to his people, his church. God has given his people provision. He has already prepared the way and has stored up everything that is needed in order to survive. All God is asking of you is to keep his covenant and obey his commandment. God also let us know what will happen if we don't obey his commandment. Read Deuteronomy 28:15-20, and it will let you know. My brothers and sisters, it says, I will curse your city, diseases, wipe you out slowly. I will curse your country. In other words, destroy all indices. I will curse your basket and bread bowls, contaminating your food supply. I will curse your children. I will curse your crops. I would even curse the young of your livestock. I will curse the lamb of your flock. I will curse your coming in and going out. You should always keep his commandments and obey his commandments. You ought to be crying out to God, asking him, let me out of this hellish marriage, this relationship. Let me out of this dishonest wage of employment. Let me out of bondage in my life. Let me out of poverty. Let me out of heartache and pain. Let me out of afflictions, trials and tribulations, confusion, mess-making, dishonesty, hard-heartedness. Just let me out of it. And my brothers and sisters, if you know anything about the children of Israel, you know they were in bondage there. They were in captivity. And the Egyptians treated him very badly. But they kept crying out to God. See, and that's what we should do in our everyday life. We should never stop crying out to God. We should always cry out to God for help. Always cry out to God to supply our needs. And when you cry out to God and you seriously mean what you're crying out for, God will answer your prayer. How many of you know that God will answer your prayer? And God is a God that that don't just answer it. He supplies all of our needs. You ought to be saying, let me out. Whatever situation you're dealing with, my brothers and sisters, you ought to be saying, let me out. We deal with a lot of things in life. We deal with a lot of turmoil in life. You know, I was speaking with a young man, and the young man was telling me about a situation, and God bless this young man. And you might know this young man. His name is JoJo Reed. And God, this young man had an encounter with someone who tried to rob him and take advantage of him, and he was shot 7 times, but yet he's still living. And then he has come to have to deal with now, right now, the legal system that's trying to bombard him and trying to bring things upon him and make cases upon him that's not true. Well, I say to him, I say to you, JoJo Reed, hold on to God's unchanging hand. And look, when people seem as though they're profiling you and they're coming after you, and you're the victim, of a situation, God will take care of it. God never leaves you nor forsake you. And our legal system need to come out of bondage. See, our legal system, we find that it is in bondage at times, because what happens and transpires is that we do things that we shouldn't do in order to build cases on folk that don't deserve it. Yeah, I said it and I'll say it again. Our young men, our young black men are trying to do some positive things. Those who are trying to do positive things, it seems as though society, the legal system, want to hold them in bondage and profile on them and damage their lives. And let me tell you something, folks, when things come about and you're put in the paper and stuff for things that you did not do, it damages your character. It damages your reputation. It damages your lifestyle. And I challenge us, men of God, to come out and stand up for our people. Stand up for folk who are being taken advantage of. They're being held in captivity. And we wonder why a lot of our young folk don't try to do more and try to be better people and try to move forward. It's simply because the system is fighting against them. My brothers and sisters, just as the Egyptians had the children of Israel in slavery, we find ourselves as young black men in captivity as well, in slavery, not so much physically, but we find ourselves in captivity financially and physically. But we just find they're doing it a different way. We ought to be encouraging our young folk. We ought to be trying to allow them to move forward. We ought to be pushing them, not trying to damage them. And it burns me up when I see what's happening, what's going on, and we're right back finding ourselves in captivity. But God heard their cry, and I say to you, those of you that are going through it, those of you that are having trials in your life, those of you that people are coming against you, legal system coming against you, I say to you, hold on, God's not to me. Just as God heard the children of Israel cry, all you got to do is cry out, God's gonna hear your cry. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to 4 generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you that you contribute to this broadcast in monetary value, and you would make all checks, money orders payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church and mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. My brothers and sisters, as I close, I say to you, get ready, for the best is yet to come.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love gifts and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Thank you for listening to us on KAYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army of Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air from First St. Mark Baptist Church.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.